Well, I know I don't do this as well as Larry Nelson, but come on down, kids of all ages. It's time for Kids Corner, and Betty Holcroft is going to share, looks like maybe a little Easter something with you.
Good morning. Oh, we've got more coming. Good. It's exciting to have everyone here today. Oh, yes. Oh, Mom. Okay. Here are more. I'm going to tell you guys a story today, and it's about a little boy, and he wanted to talk to God, but he didn't know how to do it. He couldn't figure it out. He thought, I don't know what to do. So the first thing he decided to do was write him a letter. And so he wrote a letter and he said, Dear God, I need to talk to you. Please answer my letter. So he took it up here to the post office. He put it in an envelope, took it up to the post office, and they said, Oh, son, I'm sorry. We don't have an address for God. You can't mail your letter. Oh, he's just so upset, but no, he thinks, okay, I'll put an ad in the newspaper. This will take care of it. So he went up to the newspaper and he said, I want to put an ad. Dear God, I need to talk to you. Please answer. This will do it. Yeah, this will do it. So he's so excited. So the newspaper comes out and he gets the newspaper and he goes through it real fast. He gets to those ads where all those ads are. No ad. You know, he's really, really feeling bad. He's really wanting to talk to God, and he really doesn't know how to do it. So he decides, everybody text. Everybody text on your phone. Don't they do that? Okay, so he's going to try to text God. Well, needless to say, that doesn't go. So he decides he knows exactly what he will do. Everybody has an email address, and almost everybody's is either Yahoo or Hotmail, something like that. So anyway, he decides to email. So, God@yahoo.com. Dear God, I need to talk to you so bad. I'm just so lonely. I just need to talk to you. And he sent it off. Send. Hit the button. And immediately, have you ever got that? Comes back and says, notice of failure to deliver. He got it immediately. So, okay, it's Hotmail. So God@Hotmail.com. So he sent that one. No, of course, that didn't go through either. So on the Internet, he looks up yellowpages.com for God's address. No. White Pages? No. No address. He can't find out how to get a hold of God. And then he thinks Facebook. You know, God's not on Facebook. Twitter, I'll tweet him. No, he's not, really. He's not. So he is just so full of despair. He feels so lonely. He just thinks he has no hope because he knows other people talk to God. Because some of his friends say, oh, yeah, I talk to God. And so he thinks, what is happening? What can I do? I don't know how, and I'm so lonely, and I feel so apart from everybody. So, Stephen, if you were going to tell him how to talk to God, what would you say? Hi, God. You mean, and he would probably say, now, Stephen, do you mean we can really just say, hi, God, and he hears us? Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. Maddie, what would you say?
I love you, God.
Oh, no, I bet he's saying, you mean to tell me all I have to do is say, I love you, God? And he heard me? Yes, Connor.
Thank you, God.
Oh, no, you're telling me he could just say, thank you, God. And God would hear our thank you? Yes, that's exactly right. So I want you guys to remember, it's so easy to pray, isn't it? All we have to do is say, "Hi, God, I love you, and thank you, God." You've got a whole prayer. But we all have things we really want to talk to God about. And sometimes we do get so worried and so uptight, and sometimes they call it despair. But we have a word for despair. If you are full of despair, then you need to go to prayer. Okay. All you kids, they're going to get their cups here in a moment, and then there's a gift here for you. But the gift is candy. Excuse me. Yes, I do. But you can't eat it during church. You just get to look at it. You can't open it. You can smell it. You can look at it. You can rub on it, but you can't eat it. Okay? No eating. It's sealed up almost like a CD is when you buy it. So, all right, let's bow our heads and have a prayer. Dear God, we are so thankful that you have made it where all we have to do is to say hi to you, and you hear us. You hear every prayer that we have. Lord, I thank you for these children. I thank you for what they are in our lives, in this church's life. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's get our cups. And when you come back up with your money, will you get you up?
While the children are collecting change for missions, we will sing "My Life Is in You, Lord." Again, it's on the insert or the screen.